I'm going to start with the Ha'ara on Rashi, the first Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, and we'll see where that takes us. Hopefully we'll get some pickup in learning, and we'll try to get a perspective on these various Parshas that we're learning, going back to Shalach, Yisro, and Mishpatim. Rashi comments on the first pasuk in the Parsha coming up, Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. So Rashi says, Kol Makom Shenemer Ela Pasal Es Harishonim. Ve'ele Mosif al Harishonim. There's Ele and there's Ve'ele. Ele is a way of dismissing what's before. Ve'ele is coming to add on what's before. Continues Rashi, Ma Harishonim Misinai Af Elu Misinai. What's the idea of Ve'ele, therefore? Mosif al Harishonim, to say just that we have right before this, yes, there's a Dibros, which will be Sinai. So all of this is also Misinai. This is the Rashi. The Rishonim try to understand exactly what the Chiddush is as far as saying that in the Mishpatim Misinai, we know that everything is Misinai. The famous Rashi, Parshas Bahar, Ma'im Shmita Eitzel HaSinai, just as Shmita was said, Pratev Tetukeh Misinai, so too everything was Misinai. The Mizrahi learns that the Chiddush happens to be that just as Aseres HaDibros was said, the Kolos of Rakin, so at the same time that Aseres HaDibros were given the Kolos of Rakin, this Pasha as well, Elam Mishpatim, was said also in a similar way. The Chiddush in the Mizrahi, the Maharal learns that the Pshat is that there's a difference between something that was said Misinai because inherently there's a connection between this mitzvah and Sinai, and the fact that everything in Torah is connected. So Mimela, it's not shaykh that some part of Torah wasn't said Misinai because everything is linked. So the Chiddush in Rashi is that the fact that this was said Misinai is not incidental because it happens to be Mekusher to Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, Mimela, everything had to be Misa Misinai, but there's a special reason why Mishpatim themselves are connected to Sinai. So says the Maharal. But the truth is, I want to be Medayik something else in Rashi. Every time Rashi quotes Chazal, Rashi is drawing from various sources, Midrashim, Mechilta, and so on. Something interesting about the Rashi, I'm not going to give you necessarily an answer, but it will be a springboard to go into some of those other Makoros. Rashi really here is connecting two different sources. And if you trace Rashi's Makoros, you see something very interesting. What Rashi did was he began with the idea of Ve'ele versus Ele, Ve'ele Mosif al Rishonim. The source for that is in Medrash, both in Medrash Tanchuma and in Medrash Rabba, which we'll quote in just a minute. Rashi continues and says, what is the implication of this? Ma harishonim misinai, fel misinai, that's in the Mechilta. Rashi is really mixing and matching two different Mekoros. And let me give you more background. The lashon of the Mechilta, there's a few opinions mentioned in the Mechilta, and it's not 100% clear. Are they arguing? Are they not? We'll soon see. Ve'ela mishpatim, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Elu mosifin al ha'elyonim. Listen to the lashon. Elu mosifin al ha'elyonim. Ma elyonim misinai af tachtonim misinai. So the idea that Rashi ends up getting to, that af elu misinai, is drawn from the Mechilta. But the Mechilta doesn't talk about Ela and Ve'ela. The Mechilta just says, Elu mosifin al ha'elyonim, different lashon. So says Rabbi Shmuel, followed by Rabbi Akiva, which has to do with the inyan of teaching them Kishochan Ha'aruch, which Rashi goes on to quote, and then followed by Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll mention in just a moment. That's in the Mechilta. Again, exactly how to learn the Mechilta, we'll see. But Rashi began with the lesson of Ve'ela versus Ela. Where did that come from? So here it's interesting. If you look in both the Medrash Tanchuma as well as the Medrash Rabbah, it's Rabbi Bahu who taught the following. And here he doesn't just quote this pasuk, he quotes a whole long list of Ela and Ve'ela, and explains why Ela is pasuk to Rishonim and Ve'ela is Mosif, and he comes back to our case, and he explains what it means, Ve'ela Mosif Rishonim, and it's not exactly what Rashi says. Rashi starts off with the Medrash and then ends up with the Mechilta. So here's the lesson of the Tanchuma, and then I'll show you the Medrash Rabba. Amar Bavahu, the Shem of Yossi ben Zimra. Actually, let me do it from the Medrash Rabba, then the Medrash Tanchuma, okay? The Medrash Rabba here, Dava acher ve'ela mishpatim amra bavau, same bavau, b'chol malkum shekasav ve'ela mosif al harishonim, b'chol malkum shekasav ve'ela posos harishonim. Ketzad, so you have a whole list. Ela todos ha'shemayim va'aretz b'hi bar'am, Parshas Bereishis. Uma pasal, what's the pasal? Ela shayiborish shemayim va'aretz v'hayim mistakel v'lo yarevim alav v'machziren l'tov bavau. There were many things that were created before our world and Hashem dismissed it. Kivin Shirash Shemayim Ba'aretz Eilu, this was Arvu Ufanav, they were sweet, and Hashem said, okay, this is the right word that I like. These are the Todos. That's Eila. Eila Todos Noach. What's the Eila? Ma'paso Dorisho Enosh, Dor HaMabo, V'kenem V'chaberov. That's Eila. What's the Eila? The Eila Todos Yishmo Ben Avraham, most of our Rishonim. In other words, we had the B'nai Keturah that we mentioned before, and now we have Todos Yishmael or Rishayim. So it's Ve'ela, just piling on to what was before. Ve'ela Todos Yitzchak ben Avram, that's most of our Rishonim. What do you have before? Goes on, explains where that's just a Yaakov Shul Todos Yitzchak b'chal Esav. Okay. Finally, other examples, Eda Todos Peretz. Then it gets to our case. And here's where you see a Shini Rashi and the Medrash. After all the list of things, Afkan. We have Eila and Ve'ela. Afkan, Ve'ela, Mishpatim, most of our Rishonim. Now, what did Rashi say? Ma'a Rishonim Misinai, Af'el Misinai. That's from the Mechota. What does the Medrash say? Ve'ela, most of our Rishonim, Masha Kasav Lemala, Sham, Sam Lo Choku Mishpat. Parshas B'Shalach. Sham, Sam Lo Choku Mishpat. So now Ve'ela is Mosif on that. That's the Medrash. The Tanchuma, similarly. Ve'ela Mishpatim, Amar Bavau, Kalmakam Shnama Ela Posa Rishonim, Ve'ela Mosif Al-Achronim Ba'al Rishonim, Afkan Ela Mishpatim, Shemosif Al-Rishonim, Shevach Shnama Shem Samuchoko Mishpat. What's it referring to? The Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael began to journey, they get 3 days without water, they get to a place they can't drink the water, it's called Mara. Moshe makes the water sweet. Hashem shows Moshe a way to make the water sweet. Sham Samuel Choko Mishpat. So what does that mean? It means that Klal Yisrael received dinim in Mara. This is a Gemara in Shabbos Dei Zayin, and also Sanhedrin. A dinim were given in Mara, and Rashi quotes this in Chumash. Rashi there, Parshas B'Shalach, on that pasuk of Sham Samuel Choko Mishpat, Rashi says that they were given Parshas Yotorah, Lisasik Behem, Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. So, it's quite interesting. Rashi, in Parshas Mishpatim, goes with Ve'ela Mosef Rishonim. The Midrashim used that to explain its Mosef on that which we find in Mara. Rashi goes with this idea of the Mechilta, which doesn't say Ve'ela Mosef, Ve'ela Ve'ela. Meanwhile, Rashi sort of mixed and matched. For Ha'ara, I don't have a shot. I'm just simply showing you how you always have to. We see a Rashi, and it's coming from Chazal, don't just trust the Rashi. Rashi is Rashi, of course, and it speaks for itself. But really, you have to go back to the Makoros and see what Rashi is doing. Meanwhile, we have this idea of Dinim from Mara, and now Mishpatim again here in Parshas Mishpatim. What's the relationship between Dinim of Mara and Dinim in Mishpatim? And is it really universal? Does everyone agree that Dinim were given in Mara? Also not so simple. You look at the Mechilta, which is what I quoted before. So I have Rabbi Shmuel's comment that Rashi took part of. Ve'ela mishpatim ma elyonim misinai af tachtonim misinai. That's the first comment in the Mechilta. Then you have Rabbi Akiva's comment in the Mechilta. Ve'ela mishpatim lama nemar. And he explains that you have to teach it to them, that they should know it well. Kishulchan aruch. Ki'inyan shenema atares aladas. Now Rashi quoted that also. Rashi quoted that in the next Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Lo tal al daitcha eshne perek halacha beisagim upa'amim eni matriach lavinam tami adavar. No, lefneim shulchan ha'aruch ha'muchan yakul lefnei ha'adam. That's Kein Rabbi Akiva here. Then a third opinion appears in the Mechilta. So we have Rabbi Shmo discussing Ma'al Yonim Misinai af Eilu Misinai. You have Rabbi Akiva's point of why Eilu Mishpatim, because it told me that you have to teach it well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ve'ela Mishpatim B'Mara, So here you have in the Medrash this referencing back to Mara. That's Ve'ela Mosif. And you have in the Mechilta this Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ve'ela Mishpatim bin Mara Shnemisham Samuel Chokum Mishpat. Exactly what's the relationship between the various opinions in the Mechilta? The Netziv in his Perish on the Mechilta says that it's not a machlokas necessarily between Rabbi Shmuel, who says Afeu Misinai, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says Memara. Rabbi Yehuda is referring more to the question of Rabbi Akiva. Why emphasize Mishpatim? Rabbi Akiva was asking a question. Why emphasize the Ela Mishpatim? Why say this? The Ela Mishpatim. Just say what you want to say. So Rabbi Akiva says, to tell me they have to teach it to you well. Rabbi Yehuda says, because they knew already Dinim from Mara, so now he's trying to tell you more details about that. That's the Netziv. The Panim Yafos, the Hafla, interesting thing. He says, he brings the Mechilta. Rabbi Yishmael says, Af Ewa Mesinai, the first opinion in the Mechilta. And then he brings Rabbi Yehuda later in the Mechilta, says the Hafla, and here Dilo Prigi. The Vadai B'mara Nemru Hadinim. But Perushim Nemru B'Sinai. There's the words of the Pasuk. There's the literal meaning of these words. And you have the whole Parshas Mishpatim. It speaks about all kinds of halachos. Ivri, Shomrim, Bechulu, Bechulu, Hashabbat Sabeda, whatever it is in Parshas Mishpatim, Nezikin. The Torah about Pel, the meaning, the Perushim, that's B'Sinai. In other words, what he's saying is, that from Mara, they had the dinim, but they had the words. They didn't really have all the mesorah about what, how to interpret it. So he gives you a rai. He brings a rai. It says, Va'avado le'olam, by Eved Ivri. If he wants to stay after 6 years, Va'avado le'olam. How do Chazal interpret that? Le'olam means to Yovel. Le'olam was to Yovel. But Yovel is not said to Har Sinai. Parshas Bahar. Ha'idav Shemesh Bahar Sinai, Shemit and Yovel. So how could you understand Babadu Olam in Mara before you have Har Sinai, before you know about Yovel? So the answer is, the Mara Nemudram Kichsavan. Babadu Olam. From that perspective, it stays forever as an Eved Ivri. Upeirusham Nemu Misinai. So says the Hafra. I believe of a Kasher in Torah Shleim, I remember seeing once, he had another example of this. Ayin Tachasai. So we all know that Mesorah is Mamo. He says, yeah, that's only because of Torah Shavu Peh. But when they had dinim in Mara, the ayin tachasayin meant literally, because all they had was the words of the words of the pasuk. So the parsha of dinim of Mara would have meant ayin tachasayin kipshuto comes parsha about peh, and that's what you have in parshas mishpatim. It's an interesting mahalik. So you had already an inyan, a body of laws that didn't yet have the parsha about peh that elucidated it, that came later. That's parshas mishpatim. That's misina. But Mosif al Rishonim, but they had something to work with, but it wasn't yet with all the Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, so we have a little bit of an understanding of Parshas Mishpatim vis-a-vis what we had earlier in Mara. There's a, and the Gemara takes for granted that Dinim are given in Mara. The Gemara, again, is in Sanhedrin and in Shabbos Pezayin. There is a Ramban at the end of Sholosh Yudalit in his Hasagos to Sefer Mitzvahs of the 14 Sharashim, at the very end of the Sholosh Yudalit, the Ramban has relates to this inyan of the Mitzvahs of Mara in terms of Shabbos, in terms of Dinim. And he has an interesting, I have to know exactly Pshat, I'm still thinking about it, there's different ways to read it, but I'm just going to read you the Lashon of the Ramban. At the very end of Sholosh Yudalit, he talks about Shabbos in Mara and talks about Dinim in Mara. The Ramban points out, when he talks about the idea of the mitzvahs of Mara, and he has an idea that they're very much parallel to mitzvahs b'nei Noach in the following way. Mitzvahs b'nei Noach are not the prat, they're bechlal. Mitzvahs b'nei Noach include Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis, whatever they are for b'nei Noach, overlap in many ways with our list. But there's a big difference. In our list, every single one of the Arayis counts as a separate mitzvah. Parshas Achrimos, right? There's a separate Azhara and Tayag Mitzvah for this era, this era, this era. When it comes to B'nai Noach, it's all under one banner of Gili Arayis. It's one of the seven. So the Ramban says a similar thing when it comes to Shabbos. We have many melachas, so Shasachah melacha is broken down into many, many examples of melacha, and it's all love. what did they have in Mara? They got Shabbos. So Rabban says it was a mitzvah to be lishbos. Lishbos. His lashon is. I'm going to read you a little from before. Because this Yisod, by the way, is also mentioned in the Chinuch as well. This Yisod of Bnei Noach being Bechlal and Bnei Noach being Bechlal and Kar Yisod being Befrat. Yeshi od Safik v'kusha v'hum ma'asha amru shev mitzvah sinta Bnei Noach manu inyan ha'arayis kua mitzvah achas v'adinin mitzvah achas v'chein avod ha'zora mitzvah achas v'hem shavim ba l'Yisrael. It's one iser for all these arayas. That's one mitzvah for Bnei Noach. Avo b'Yisrael, shariba behen lavin u'minios, the separate lavin, See, here's another interesting angle from the Ramban. What came at Sinai is that the mitzvahs became broken down into details. Here's their osam b'mara, lishbos b'shabbos mitzvahs asay achas. So what was mara? Mara was a mitzvah shabbos shvisa. Now here the Ramban doesn't say necessarily what we could equate to the panim yafos, although Rabbi Shalais and others think that maybe the pshat and the panim yafos would therefore be that shabbos and mara was what we think work is, rest. Define it as whatever your seichel says it means. That's not lamitas malachos. The same way Ayin Tachas Ayin became Mammon b'Sinai and not before, and Vadol Olam became Yovel b'Sinai and not before. So Shabbos and Mara wouldn't have meant lamitas malachos. I'm not going to say mefurish that way, you could read it into the Ramban. But one thing is clear, it's lishbos mitzvahachas. Avo b'dinin amr. Now here's the thing, b'dinin amr. Now what do we know about dinin and mara? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Shabbos just say Bedinin or Mitzvah Adin. You go to the Mechilta in Parshas Bishalach. Somewhere Chokul Mishpat. What's Chok? What's Mishpat? So there's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Chok is Shabbos. Mishpat is Kibbutz Ave'en. That's Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Leza Modoy Yomer. Chok Eilu Arayis. Mishpat Eilu Dine Onsin. V'dinei knasos, v'dinei chavolos. Sounds very much like Parshas Mishpatim. Dinei onsin, dinei knasos, dinei chavolos. So says Rabbi Elazar Hamudai. So the Ramban relates to this. He says, v'dinem amu b'mechilta, u'mishpat eilu dinei onsin, v'dinei knasos, dinei chavolos. V'inei kol eilu manu osam achas. So it's all one. For us, these are separate mitzvahs. The ein lehem inyan lecholam bevas achas, really what unites all these things? By Shabbos, you could say lishbos. What unites all these things are totally disparate. By arayas, I understand. What's arayas? This erba, that erba, that erba, it's all under the banner. Gili arayas. Here, what are you going to say? One mitzvah, but one mitzvah. Onsin, knasos, chavalos, what's uniting, unifying idea that puts them all together? So Ramban is struggling with that. He says, "The Elohim inyan gacholam v'asachas ela sheshen echad yichlo osam v'hu hamishpat." So we'll define it all under the banner of mishpat. So in Mara there was mishpat. Mishpat has a lot of different applications. Then he says something else, and this is already where you have to know what Ramban means. Leave it for you to think about. I'll read you the words, and we'll leave it for that. V'amiskarvel hadas mizeh shehu yisbarach yisbarach v'yisalat tziva lishpot b'tzedek. The rule of Mara was to be judging tzedek. That tzedek who lasos b'chol dover v'dover min hanoladim dein b'nei adam kasher tziva hu yis'ala usan. Okay, we should do what Hashem is mitzvah. V'lo nachush ala parshios v'achilukim The dibor bechoasher ein lo beem tzivoy muchlat lasos kacha ukacha omniyem muchletas lishamen apalaploni. Then Cain, you koradinim haboim bechesbon mitfachas. He's trying to once again work out why he can only count it as one. But exactly what does he mean exactly? What does the man mean? Hamitzkar beladas. First he says it's one shame lishpa. Now he wants to say something else. Lishpa betzedek lasos koldavam in hanoladim. So I have possibilities, but I leave it to you to be ma'ayin. It's mamish the very last sentence or two of the Ramban in his Shoresh, in his Hasagos to Shoresh Yudal, at the end of everything. If you have a good pshat, call me up in the middle of the night with the pshat. It's kedai to think about what the Ramban means with this Hamistai Veladas. But me, what Ramban is working with this idea that dinim are given in Mara, and then Kar Yisrael got dinim in Sinai, and all comes back to what we have here, the Ela Mishpatim, that this is somehow a hemshach of Mara, but obviously goes to another level. With that in mind, I want to turn my focus a little bit to this inyan, that they had a whole body of knowledge that already existed from Mara, which includes dinim, which is quite a vast section of halachas. You see Parshas Mishpatim, chock full of halachas. Then you add to that Shabbos, Kibur Ve'ein, maybe Paraduma Rashi brings. So what is the significance of this? That they had all these halakim of Torah already soon after Kriyas Yamsuf. And then it's a few weeks from there that they get to Sinai and they have Torah, which obviously takes it to a whole other level. So what does that mean? There is a famous chazal that you probably have heard numerous times, that the last place the Kriyas Yamsuf were before they got to Sinai was Refidim. That's the name of the place. So Mesa came to Refidim, and what happened in Refidim? The most notable thing that happened was by Yavla Amalek. By Lachet in Yisrael, be Refidim. When the journey to Sinai was by Yisrael, be Refidim, by Yavo Midbasim. Okay, every place has its name. You don't have to worry and wonder why the name is what it is. It is what it is. But Chazal take Refidim to mean something significant. Why did Kaiso suffer the attack of Amalek in Refidim? So again, you've heard this, I'm sure, more than once. And it's a Mechilta, maybe it's a Medrash also, the Mechilta Darshan. Refidim is Rafu Yideihem Min Hatov. That's what made us vulnerable to the attack of Amalek. Rafu means that we slackened. We got too laid back. We weren't holding tight. Lashon HaMechilta, for example, Ein Refidim El Rifyon Yadayim, Rafu Yideihem. Lufisha Rafu Yisrael Yideihem Yedivri Torah, L'kach Bo Soni Alehem. There's a very interesting comment of the Orach Chaim, HaKadosh Parshas Yisrael, yesterday's Parsha. When the Pasuk says, Vayisu Merefidim Vayvomim Basinai, so right after, the Pasuk right before says, Bachodesh HaShishi, says for the Yisrael, Vayvomim Basinai, we're right there. So now the Torah goes back. Sounds very repetitive. Vayisu Merefidim Vayvomim Basinai Vayachna Banidbar Bechash. So he says, this Pasuk is trying to give us insight into what we need in order to Mekabel Torah, what Kar Yisrael needed. And he identifies three things that are necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah. The first of the three is Vayisu Merefidim Vayvomi Basinai. The second is Vayachna Bamidbar. Third thing is Vayichal Hashem Yisrael Neged Ahar. So what's the first thing? It says the Orach Chaim, Kavanas HaKosov, Lehagdim Gimel and Yonim, Ikari HaChana L'Kabbalah HaTorah. Aleph, His Gadlus V'His Atzmus V'Esek HaTorah. Your Atzmus V'Esek HaMafsid HaSagasa. If you're lazy, you're not going to get the Torah. You need focus, you need drive, you need total energy. Was that Timsa that the Torah emphasizes all the time? Chazak ve'amatz, Adam ki yomus ve'oel, you have to put yourself out. Zos ha-Torah, Adam ki yomus ve'oel. And therefore, he says, that's the first message. The first message is, Vayisu merefidim, is that Klal Yisrael, who earlier had slackened from Torah, so it's not about the place, Refidim. Rather, Nasu Mibchinas Refidim. Mibchinas Rifyon Yadayim. Chazal Darshan Refidim Rifyon Yadayim. Now, they Nasu Mizah, they moved on. Hechilu Atzmam Lavor Avodas Masa Vayavo Mibasinai. They're ready to take Torah. What does it mean, Rafi Deim in our Torah? I always wondered for years. Rafi Deim in our Torah. They're not at Har Sinai. They didn't have Torah. We always like to bring this Maamar Chazal, but like, what does it mean? But the answer is Pashut Ma'od. Of course they had Torah. This is exactly what we see. What was it that they got in Mara? What was the purpose of it? So we said they had all these halachas, all these mitzvahs. But really, more than being mitzvahs to practice, if you look carefully at the Lashon Rashi in Parshas Bishalach and the Ramban there, Barichos, even though maybe it doesn't seem to square exactly the Ramban that we just read in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but the Ramban there says Mefurash, and it's really based on Lashon Rashi. Rashi's language there in Parshas Bishalach on the Pasuk Shem Samuel Chokol Mishpat is that there in Mara they were given Parshios Shel Torah with Asek Behen. That's the Lashon that the Rashi uses. With Asek Behen means that it was to be involved with. It was for the sake of Limud. Again, if you look at the Lashon of Rashi on that Pasuk Shem Samuel Chokol Mishpat, the Mara Nitnulem Parshish Totorus Asikben, says the Ramban, that the Indian of the mitzvahs of Mara were not for the tshivoy. They weren't yet mitzuvah yet. When were they mitzuvah? So now you have to go through each one of the mitzvahs. Kibbut Abbeim, Dinim, Har Sinai. Probably. Shabbos, the Arayis, Shabbos would have been already by the month. That's the intermediate point between Mara and Sinai. That's why one of the ways we can explain why in the Seder of Dayenu we have first Hechilano Saman and then Velona Samano Shabbos. After all, Shabbos was given before the month. Why do we say first month then Shabbos? Point to Ramban is clear, because the Shabbos only became binding in connection to the month when they were told not to go and have bathroom run on Shabbos and so on. But that's when Shabbos became, and the Siddur's Ma'arich here explained this as well, but really that's the point of the Ramban, is that Mara was about Limud HaTorah, this Asik Ben. And I have a raya from Mechilta. Right after Mara, the next spot that they were at was Elim. Elim is a spa. In the middle of the Midbar, there were Shivim Tamarim, there were springs. The Pasuk says, Vayachen Usham Al Hamoyim. Hashem sat by the water, right? There were springs. Says the Mechilta, Vayachen Usham Al Hamoyim. Melamed shahayu oskim b'divrei Torah shenitnu lehem b'mara. Mamish Moridim. This is the Mechilta. The Indian of Mara was divrei Torah. And really, that could be probably the pshat of the idea of the water becoming sweet. It's not maybe kipshuto also, but also it's merameis. What happened was the Torah became sweet. They took to the Torah of Mara these mitzvahs that were given. That's symbolic of the water becoming sweet. Mayim is Torah. And that's the Yachin Misham Alamoyim, says the Mechilta. The next stop was Avim. They were weiter involved with Torah. They were Oskim B'divri Torah, Shinitnu Lehem B'mara. Another right. Chazal in Perek Meruba say that they were Metaken Kriyas on Torah, Shnei V'Chamishi, on Shabbos. So you shouldn't have 3 days going by without Torah. That's the source, Peveis in Baba Kama. So where does it come from? That they went 3 days and they had no water. And then they get to Mara. So what does it do with Kriyas HaTorah? The answer is, we're talking about Torah. We're talking about Divrei Torah, the Chiyus and Divrei Torah. And you go 3 days without Torah, somehow you feel faint. You can't go on. So again, all this points to the idea that Matan Torah, Mamar HaSinai was what it was. But Mara was, in a way, the Haskalah of connecting to Esek HaTorah. That was the Batara, that was the purpose. That's the Lashon of Rashi, she is Asku Behem, that's the Ramban there on the Pasuk on Rashi. That's the idea of Darshan Kriyas HaTorah from here, and that's the Mechot of the Yachnu Shem Alamoyim in Elim, and now we understand Chazal mean that comes with Fidim, something changed. Fidim was roughly, then they had some kind of body of knowledge that they were holding by, and the purpose was to get more connected. Something changed. Roughly Yidim in HaTorah. So now what? Says the Archai, by Yisu Merfi. Now there's a shift back. They lost a little bit of that cheshek, of that connection. By Yisu Merfi, now they're ready. Pick themselves up again. We're ready. And this is always what happens, right? Things are not always a trajectory that's straight. Sometimes you have a feeler, And then you have to come back from it, and you pick yourself up again, and you go back to it. That's what happened over here. They were holding, and then they went down, and then they came back. You said, no, if I missed. Even more interesting. One of the Makoros that the Orach Chaim quotes for this inyan, that Torah requires discipline, requires focus. It's a Gemara in two places, in Shabbos Pei Ches, and also in Yuma Ayin Beis. And that is the following. He can say the Pekitza. The Maima Rabuseinu Zal Peches L'mayminin Ba V'chuli. What does he mean? This is Orach Chaim when he told Vayisam Refidim L'mayminin Ba V'chuli. What is he quoting? The Gemara says it as follows. By the way, this Orach Chaim is a beautiful Orach Chaim, the three in Yonim. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a beautiful smooth where he elaborates also on this Orach Chaim, the three Achanas for Kabbalah for Torah, and he brings other Makoros as well. So what is this idea of L'mayminin Ba? The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches and the Beis. Quote from Rava, the Amar Rava. Says, Divrei Torah are two, a double-edged sword. Yesh bohem lahamis ulahachios. We look at Torah as if it's great, amazing, right? It is. But it's so intense that if you don't handle it right, it can actually cause harm. That's what the Gemara says here and a few other places. I believe it's also Sifrei Yarov Kamot HaLikhi. You can look over there in the Sifrei and Pasek Hazinu. As follows. Depends on how your relationship to Torah. The Hainu de Omer Rav, Shabbos Peches and Abeis. L'mayminin ba sama de chaye. L'masmi'ilin ba sama de mosa. Sama means a potion, like a remedy. Sama de chaye means it gives you life, it restores life, it refreshes you. Sama de mosa means chas v'shalom, it can kill you. What does it depend on? Ma'aminim ba versus masmi'ilim ba. So says Rav. Similar Gemara, Gemara quotes this in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis on the base. I'll quote in a second. What does ma'aminim ba mean? Rashi, ma'aminim. What's the question? Ma'aminim. Not with an aleph, with a yud. Ma'aminim. My meaning, sometimes we say my meaning, we just say my meaning, you know, colloquially. No, I mean it with a yud. My meaning, ba Rashi, asukim b'chol kocham, utrudim ladas soda, ka'adam hamishtamesh b'yad yemino shehu iker. Right hand is always a symbolic of the dominant hand. Even if you're left-handed, but the symbol of yamin is the hand that's stronger. So if your relation to Torah is not casual, not like what the left hand represents, but that's your ikar, and you're totally immersed and engrossed, and you're osik b'chol kocho, just like a person uses his right hand, then it's sama d'chayim. On the other hand, if a person is more academical to Torah, and like they're involved with other things, or holding with other things, and Torah is sort of a hobby on the side, yeah, you pick it up, it's interesting, but that's not really what's going to give you Torah. To the contrary, that can lead a person in a very different direction, some of them is. That's what the Orach Chaim quotes in terms of Vayisom Erefidim. Erefidim represents that idea that it was not, they lost that focus of ma'aminim ba. Now, interesting question is Sama Dechai. Where does that come from? Sama Dechai. Why are we using this idea of Sam? Sam meaning a remedy. Where does that come from? So there are a couple of drushes that Chazal used in connection to Torah, comparing it to a Sam. For example, Yuma Daf Ayin Beis in the base, where it also quotes a statement that we just have from Shabbos Peches. May Dechsev, Amar B'Shub Melevi, May Dechsev, Zos HaTorah, Asher Som Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. We all know the pasuk, right? From Hagba. It's Parshas Ve'eschana. Asher Som Moshe. Moshe placed Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. Zacha Nas Islo Sam Chai. Lo Zacha Nas Islo Sam Misa. The Hainu de Omer Rava, and then the statement of Rava, the Umen was Samad the Chay, the Umen was Samad the Mosa. So here Chazal again using the mashal of Torah being a Sam, and connecting it to the word Sam, the Zohar says Sam Moshe, Samoch, Sin and Samoch, Hamischalif, Sam, it's a Sam, but it can go one way or the other way. Gemara in Kiddushim, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. V'samtem es devarai eila alevavtem v'alnafshechem. Talking about Torah. So the Gemara says, samtem, it's a perfect remedy. Nimshalo Torah kisam chayim. Here the focus is on sam chayim. Mashalo Adam, a person has a son, and they have a wound, and he puts a bandage on the wound, and he tells him, my son, when you have this bandage on, you're protected, you can eat a little bit at leisure, drink, but you have this bandage, and that will protect you. If you take it off, then you're vulnerable. So said Hashem Kaisa, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Latora Tavim. This idea of Torah being a psalm, but here you see from the Gemara in Yuma and Beis and Shabbos Beis, it can be a psalm of the Chai, it can be a psalm of the Mosi. A psalm is connected to the idea of refuah, right? A remedy. Where's the first time in Chumash that we find a connection between Torah and refuah? Where? By Mara. Kinesh and Mufecha. Now where's that stated? Kinesh and Mufecha? Those psukim, they talk about Shem Samuel Chokomish, but so the water turned sweet, and Hashem gave them, Moshe gave them these mitzvahs. And then right after that, you pay attention to these mitzvahs and you connect. You're connecting to the Torah of Mara. This is the first experience of connecting to Torah. If you do that, you're protected. That's what you see. This inyan of Torah being a psalm is very much part and parcel of the whole parasha of Mara. That the Torah, Hashem defines himself as Rofecha. Now it gets even more interesting. Because the Gemara makes a whole drasha from the word sum. Those are the sum, Moshe, Kevin, and Israel. And the pasuk, the sum to Mesbarae. And we saw it in Gemara Shabbos Peches that this sum can go two ways. It can be a sum Kayim, be a sum of the Mosa. And how do we refer to the sum Kayim? My meaning, it means it's on the right hand. What's the sum of the Mosa? The left. An incredible remez that Mamish was Nafal B'siyata D'Shmai, I think, Lekar Midu Amizu B'Oraisa, but I believe it's Mamish Emes, is such a striking lashon in the Pasuk, where you have literally the same two letters of Sin Mem, or Shin Mem, first spelled with a Shin, with a dot on the right, followed by a Sin, with a dot on the left. And where in Chumash is that? Right here in Mar. Sham, this is Mamish, the Esek HaTorah that they're given. And the Torah expresses it with two words back to back with that same lashon that the Gemara homiletically uses in the Gemaras that we quoted to bring about this idea of Torah being a sam, but it could be maimin mamasmi'ilim. And this is what the Torah says here. Sham sam. There's maimin mamasmi'ilim. When you have Torah, you have to know to do it b'chol kocho, then it's sam adachayim. That's the sham. And if you chas v'sholom or not, if masne ilim ba, that's the dot on the left, then it's sum. So the Torah here in the parsha of Mara is mamish mimarames, this Gemara, this name of Rava, Shabbos Peches, of how Torah has, v'hamis l'achios, ki ani Hashem rofecha. If you're maiminim ba, then that's the refuah, that's the sum of the chai. If chas v'sholom, you won't take it, and you won't be machazik yourself, that's sum of the mos. But it gets even more interesting, about the sham and the sum. So we had three things Aruch Chaim mentions as achana to Kabbalah Satan. Vayisum Erefidim, Vayvol Midbar-Sinai. They left the Atzilus, the Rafu Yedei Me'atorah, and they embraced coming to Midbar-Sinai. That's number one. Comes the Aruch Chaim with the second achana. Vayachanu Ba-Midbar. What's that? Vayachanu Ba-Midbar. Hu Hashiflus V'Hanova. Ki Ein Dever Torah Miskayimim El Mishem Mashpil Atzmo Mesem Atzmo Ki Midbar. Yachnu ba-midbar, meaning anova. And midbar means no man's land. You don't feel like you're the balabas. It's for everybody. Chaim Shmulevitz takes this really as a symbolic of tikkun hamidos. In other words, Torah can only flourish for somebody who's working himself. In terms of a bal gaiva, forget it. Torah is not going to work. You're not going to be acquired Torah. You need to have midos torbos, anova being the base, and really, by extension, all the midos tovos vayachnu ba-midbar, a person has to be oiska arbet. They have to be developed. They have to have discipline. Derech eretz. And from there, you can go to many, many great places, and Torah will be able to do its thing. For this Torah tavlin to work, there has to be derech eretz kadma la-Torah. I believe in a certain respect, the inyan of Mara is also that. It's not just Torah, but it's the bechina of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And even in terms of the mitzvahs of Mara themselves, I've written about this in various places, I've spoken about it. The mitzvahs of Mara are not just arbitrary. What are dinim? Dinim are civilization. You have to be civilized. You have to know how to have a society. If you damage someone's property, you have to pay. If you cause injury, you're responsible. Dinim is to set up a society, law and order. Without that, then it's chaos, anarchy. Shabbos is discipline. You work 6 days, you let up, you don't work the seventh day. Paraduma even is intellectual surrender. Keep it up the aim, it's a koras atov. Not just coincidence that these are the mitzvahs of Mara. The Ramban himself, Aderach HaPshat, in Parshas B'Shalach, learns that Chokul Mishpat wasn't even mitzvahs. It was creating a structure for these people to know how to behave, how to act with Derech Eretz. And that is the yisod of Mara. Now, there's a fascinating medrash in Parshas Tzav that is really the makor for this expression that we all know of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And this medrash comes with a story. First I'll tell you the story, then I'll tell you how the medrash begins and how it ends. And you'll see why it all connects to what we see back here with Shem Samuel Chokol Mishpat. So the medrash is on the inyan of Imal Todo Yakrivenu, which is one of the karbanos mentioned there in Parshas Tzav. And the story involves Rav Yanai and some wayfarer who happens to be met up by Rav Yanai, and Rav Yanai invites him into his house. This person looks very distinguished. Rav Yanai invites him in, gives him a meal, and then at the end of the meal they're going to sit down and have some conversation in Torah. So thinks Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai starts talking to him and learning. So he starts asking him Mikra, Bat Kobe Mikra, Lomitso, he didn't know anything. Nishna, Lomitso, Agada, Lomitso, Talmud, Lomitso. Apparently he was a total Amma Aris. He didn't know anything. So then Rav Yanai said, can you at least read a benching? Bench, Talmud. He says, you do it. It's your house. He couldn't even do that. Anyway, Rav Yanai got upset, you can imagine. He says, repeat after me. He said, okay, and I can do it. I can repeat after you. He says, say, Ochel kalba pista b'yadai. A dog ate Yadai's bread. So the imam shook this guy up, right? That's his point of it. He grabbed Rav Yanai. He says, you isasi gabach dat muneli. You have my Yerusha. You're holding back. I'm shaykh to Yerusha. You're holding on to it. What does that mean? He says, I remember passing by a cheder school, and I heard the kids saying, Torah tziva lana Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov. Kihilas Yaakov. It doesn't say Kihilas Yanai. Not an exclusive club for you and the elitists. Kihilas Yaakov. So Rav Yanai had a double take. So this guy obviously is something, has something going for him. He says, why would you Zoka to have food by my table? I don't just give food to anybody. There must have been some Hashgacha. You have something for it about you. So he tells him about his whole, one of his hanhagos in life. He says, number one, he says, I never saw two people fighting. First of all, two things. First, I never heard a bad word and I said it in return, either to insult someone back or to tell it over to the person who said it, b'chilus. And the second thing, if like two people had a fight, I would find a way to make shalom. In other words, this person is sterling midos. So Rav Yanai says the following, and here's the punchline. You're missing the punchline. Kol hada derech eretz gabach u'krisach kalba. You have such derech eretz, and I could call you a kalb. Now, there's so much in this medrash, but I want to tell you the following. This is unbelievable. So then, kari alei, and this is how the medrash begins. The medrash is connected to Karban Todah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, and that's referring to the inyanim of Todah. It says in the pasuk, v'som derech arenu b'yesh alukim. Tehillim Nun Aleph, I believe, the last pasuk. The Sum Derech means someone who orders their way. If you switch the sin to the shin, it's the Sham, someone who evaluates their way. So he says, Amar Rav Yanai, the Sham Ksir, read it without the dot on the left, the dot on the right. The Shayim Orche Sagi Shavi, if you evaluate your way, it's priceless. And he said this in response to this interaction with this person. So what did Rav Yanai see? That Derech Eretz and Tikkun HaMidos is a way of understanding not just an incredible ma'ila of Derech Eretz and how this person was zochet to so much without any knowledge of Torah, but pshat in the pasuk, that you could take the word v'sham derech and teach it as v'sham derech, to switch the dot from the left to the right. Rabosei, is it not an amazing coincidence, or more than that, that the parsha Mara, which is Esek HaTorah, but Esek HaTorah built on Derech Eretz Kadma HaTorah, is meramis to us with the words Sham, Sam, Lo Chokul Mishpat. We have the same word, Sham, Sam, the dot on the right, the dot on the left, and then a few words later, Visham Yisahu, putting the dot back on the right, the Drasha, and this thing, Rav Yana's Drasha, Visham Derech Hayyad B'Yishal Kim, where he learned as a result of his interaction with this person. Not only that, but the Gemara Moed Kut and Daf Hey has the same Rav Yanai who had a Talmud. And this Talmud knew that when Rav Yanai was giving a public shir, and it's something for Talmudim to always be aware of, public shir, he did not hack up the Rebbe with any questions. In other words, he had a Talmud, and he would ask him all the time questions, but was the Shabbos de Rigla, which was a public shir for everybody, lo havi makshirei. Kari alei v'sam derech ariyan v'yishol kim. That's Rav Yanai. Meaning that he understood that now is not the time to ask, because Rashi says, Mechashe b'shos ezem en lahakshos ezem en loshlags. You have to know, you have a question, when to ask, when not to ask. And he used that pasuk to refer to that Talmud. There's a story of the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach had a situation where there was a Rav who was giving a Shir Mishnayis from the biography of Amir Simcha, and there was a person who asked the Kasha, and the rabbi was stumped. And the Or Sameach felt bad for the Rav, and he stepped in, he happened to be there. He says, someone who doesn't know the difference between the right and the left asked such a question. And the Rav felt, okay, he saved face. But meanwhile, afterwards, he comes up with Amir Simcha, what do you mean? It was a good Kasha. He says, no. Look, the sham derech, you have to know when to ask. You don't know between the left and the right. Rav Yanai told that Talmud, you know, the sham derech, you think about, you're evaluating when to ask, when not to ask. You didn't know. So Rav Bose said, sham sam lachokul mishpat. The Beinu Bechaye, to come full circle to the beginning of the shir, the Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim. The last comment of Beinu Bechaye, before he goes to Pasuk, he sikna evad ivri, the last comment, Asher tosim lefneihem, Lashem is tosim. Zocha nasis lo sam chayim, lo zocha nasis lo sam hamavis. And he brings the drash of the santimus v'vorei eile, the domo is a darshu chazal, zocha adam de beto nasis lo sam chayim, lo zocha nasis lo sam hamavis. So chazal are very sensitive to the word sham. Sham, ma'iminim ba, masmi'ilim ba, the hachana for kabbalas Torah, number one is, it all starts with Mara, which was the remnants of Sham Sam over there. It continued with Elim. It slipped in Refidim. It came back. The second Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah is Vayachna Bamidbar, which is another, by extension, all Midos, Tikkun HaMidos. All that also began in Mara. And that's the remnants again with the Sham Sam, with the Pasuk and the Sham Derech Hayenu. Rav Yanai took that to say the Sham Derech, the Sham Derech, which is this idea of a person who knew nothing about Torah, but was full of Derech Eretz, and that was the insight of Rav Yanai, that's Derech Eretz. Just for the sake of Hashlama, the third Maila, that the Pasuk is Merameis, back to the Or HaChaim, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, is the Koach of Achdus, the Koach of Unity, of Winning Bechavrusa, and the idea of the Zchus HaRabim and the Koach of the Tzibor. That's another Maila in Kabbalah Satorah, as Chaim Shmulevitz explains, Torah is not given to Yechidim. Torah is given to the body of Knesset Yisrael. We feel connected to Klal Yisrael, we become part of that Mesorah, and we zochet to Torah. So this is, again, coming back to the beginning of everything. Mishpatim was the Sinai, but Mishpatim was the Eira Mosif. It really goes back to Mara, but maybe Mara wasn't fully developed, it didn't have the Torah Shabbat Peh, it wasn't the Pirushim, but it was Esek HaTorah. Even if it wasn't a fee, all the clone of Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Esek HaTorah was as important of setting the foundations for everything that was to come later. And even a person who doesn't have all the information, because, you know what, Torah is very, very vast. But what we're asking is to have the Esek HaTorah, and to have the Tikkun HaMidos, and to have the Achdus that comes with Torah. And with that, other things will kick in over time. It's Hashem, that's the bracha they give everyone, and myself and all of you together, that we should be zocheh to the Torah, and we should be able to have the sweetness of Torah, we should be able to continue to make that our esek and our focus, and to constantly check on our midos and make sure that everything is in place and aligned properly so the Torah can be the proper sum of the chaye and not chas v'shalom the opposite. Okay, let's go ahead. Yeah.